السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this holy month of Ramadan is passing very, very fast. We only have few nights left in our hands, almost 1 week only. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, قال دخل رمضان وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا الشهر قد حضركم وفيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرمها فقد حرم الخير كله ولا يحرم خيرها إلا محروما. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said something to this effect, that verily this is the holy month which is appear in front of you. In this holy month, meaning in the month of Ramadan, there is one night which is greater and better in virtues than the ibadah and worship of 1,000 months. And whoever have been deprived from the blessings and virtues of this night, فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ, he has been deprived total khair and total virtues and total blessing. وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا, and no one else can be deprived of such a great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except and unless a real, real deprived one. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted so many opportunities, so many chances, so many asbab and means to achieve and gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for small, small, little ibadah and worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting His favors and bounty in abundance, unlimited. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهَرِ. Allah, the scholars explain that Allah did not mention that this night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is equivalent to 1,000 months of worship. He never said it. He never said it's equivalent to the thawab and reward of 1,000 months. Rather, he said, Khayrum min alfi shahr. It is even better than the worshipping 1,000 months, meaning 83 years and 4 months. Who is there who has this guarantee of life and of is going to live for 83 years? And even he lives for that extent, how is sure he is going to spend his entire life, day and night, doing nothing but worship, 24/7, throughout his life, 83 years, doing nothing? No one is able to do that. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, so kareem, that he just want to grant more than that. If a person spends 83 years and 4 months totally 100% worshipping each and every moment, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one side, and other side one person who spends only this one night of power with sincerity, iman wa ihtisab, as Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the two conditions: iman wa ihtisab, total conviction, gaining faith, gaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total yaqeen in faith, and ihtisab. He must be aware of that reward, and he must have that enthusiasm and zeal in his heart that by doing this sacrifice, by doing this mujahada, by doing this ibadah, definitely, more certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me this reward. That should be no doubt about it. So that's how he just spend one night, few hours, and then he's going to get equivalent, much better than a person who spent 83 years of his life worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? So if a person cannot take care of this night, then he should not blame anyone else but himself. There is no other way that he can be forgiven. There is no other way he's going to get another chance, golden chance, precious chance like this, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly and out of his mercy has granted. My brothers and sisters, we have to take care of this Laylatul Qadr, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever revealed the whole surah praising, emphasizing, declaring the rewards and virtues of one night. Even like, for example, the Hajj is one of the great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned few ayat with regard to the virtues of Hajj, right? Salatul Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one surah, Suratul Jum'ah, but the entire surah is not the topic of Salatul Jum'ah. Only last couple of ayat, three ayat has been mentioned with regard to the virtues of Jum'ah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jum'ati fas'u ila dhikrillah. That's a couple of ayat, not the whole surah. Before that, the topic is different, right? But this is the only night. This is the only night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated the whole complete surah. Whole complete surah. So you can imagine how important this night is. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this night, night of power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively granted to my ummah from his special treasure. Previous ummah never had this night. They never had. And the reason of revelation is ulama of Mufassirin has mentioned there are several occasions. One time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting and pondering, and he was worried and he was very sad when he see the ages of the previous nations. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, his nation, Bani Israel, they used to have long, long ages, 500 years, 800 years, they used to live. And when he compared to the ages of the ummah of his ummah, he found the general age of this ummah is between 60 to 70 years. Hardly someone is hitting 100 years. So now he was worried about us, my brothers and sisters, that how my ummah, which have so little age, so little time period spent, you know, is going to compare with those previous ummah who used to have such a long, long life. How they going to do it? Even they want to do it, how it is possible for them to do it? Because they don't have time, they don't have ages. They don't have that long, life. And because of that concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us, not for himself, he was forgiven. He was masoom, he was beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has created everything for his respect, for his honor. He was worried about you and me. What happened to my ummah who had only 50, 60 years and half of the life is sleeping and then half of the life is working, eating and spending his time in different activities, various time to spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There and there, Jibreel salam descended by the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and granted this tohfa, this gift, such a precious gift, that, O my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't worry. I'm going to make some asbab and means for your ummah. If they grab it, if they work it, if they put an effort in that, they will be expelled those previous nations even more. Because just imagine, if one night is equivalent to 83 years of worship, and even better, khairu min alfi shahr. In his entire life, if a person gets 10 nights like that, he has 70 years old or 60 years of his life, he just got 10 nights, right? And he spent 10 nights. How many years? 83, 84 times 10. 8,000 years, right? 800 years. So imagine, this is the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you and me, my brothers and sisters. And still, if you don't utilize it, if you don't make sincere effort, if you let it go like this, if you waste our time, night on WhatsApp and chatting and tweeting, then whose fault it is? To whom we should blame? We should not blame anyone else but ourselves. Illa mahroom. Only deprived person is that who did not take care of this night at all. So my brothers and sisters, this night is such a great night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the credit of it. Just as Ulama explained, just think and ponder of the verse of this ayah. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying by himself, is taking out Jibreel from the middle. Although we know the revelation came through Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special saint used to send Jibreel salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this case also, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and he brought this surah, this revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is took him out from the middle. He said, Oh my servants, this Quran I have revealed upon you. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And where we will reveal this Quran in this night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And in the Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatim mubaraka. That we have revealed this whole Holy Quran in the blessed night. Laylatul Mubaraka, blessed night. And unanimously, Ulama said, this night means Laylatul Qadr. The night of Ramadan, one of the night of Ramadan. So whole night is Mubarak, whole night is blessed night. And there are two kind of revelation. One is Inzal. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used word Inzal, Inna Anzalnahu. We have revealed it. In another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Tanzilu min Hakim in Hamid. That this revelation, the Holy Quran, has been revealed upon you. What is the difference between Inzal and Tanzil? According to Arabic terminology, Inzal meaning revelation in one shot. The whole entire revelation, like Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was granted Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him on the Mount Sinai, and just granted him nine tablets. All together, in one shot, it was written on the tablets, and this is your Torah, go and preach and practice upon it. One shot, right? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam similarly was granted Injil, the New Testament, Gospel, Bible, whatever name they make it, it's in one shot, right? But the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took 23 years for the complete revelation. He did not grant it all together to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one shot. First revelation, as we know, came in the cave of Hira when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was medicating himself. And that was the holy month of Ramadan. Again, 17th Ramadan or 24th of Ramadan, difference of opinion. So I think it's 24th of Ramadan. And here Jibreel sallam appears in Ramadan. And how many ayat? First revelation, only 5 ayat. Not the whole Quran. Just 5 ayat. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi allama bil qalam, allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. That's it. And then he went away. Right? And then a couple of years passed and no revelation. Then Suratul Qalam started again. Noon wal qalam yawma yashturun. There was a gap in between. Nevertheless, that is the difference between Inzal and Tanzil. Inzal meaning one shot revelation altogether. Tanzil means bit by bit, according to need and necessity, according to questions and concern different occasion, different events, different circumstances, then accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided through the ayat of the Holy Quran, the verses of the Quran, is a need arise. And that's why it took 23 years for the whole total revelation. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna anzalnahu fi laylat mubaraka, ulama explained, this revelation was from Lawhi Mahfuz, from the sacred tablet, preserved tablet, to the Baytul Uzza. There is a special place in Maqam in first heaven. It's called Baytul Izza. And there, the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed by himself, brought down from Lawhi Mahfuz, which is on seventh heaven, near to the Arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From there, this revelation came directly in one shot, the whole Quran, from Alif Lam Mim till One Nas, all 30 chapters revealed in one shot to Baytul Uzza, in first heaven, and it remained over there, up till it's there, in written form. So that was Inzal, and here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated with the same thing, Inna Anzalnahu, that we have revealed the entire Quran from Lawhi Mahfuz to the first heaven, which is Baytul Uzza. And from there, according to need and necessity, it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the period of 23 years. So, wama adraka ma laylatul qadr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking question. Do you know? Can you comprehend? Can you imagine? Can you think and ponder? You know, what a great night it is this? What is the night of laylatul qadr? The night of power? We cannot imagine. We cannot grasp it. We cannot understand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering by himself. And that is the correct answer. If you leave to us, we won't be able to answer in correct way. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala question here? To increase our focus. When someone is asking, your teacher or principal asking you some question, then you are alert. You want to listen very carefully what will be the answer. And you start thinking and you start focusing on it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to draw our attention towards this great night. The message is going to come after the question. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ, what you know, what do you know, what is the Laylatul Qadr is, what is the significance of this night of power? We don't know. We are ignorant. Our knowledge is limited. Our understanding is limited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself